Film.
And Furious.
Welcome back for another Angry Film Review. Due to the nature of this podcast, there are bound to be some unavoidable spoilers. So if you've not seen this film yet, hit pause right now and come back when you've seen it.
If you want to hear more Film and Furious movie reviews, don't forget to subscribe and check out my other podcast, Theory of Conspiracy. Thanks for listening.
Right, if you're still listening, don't blame me. June 2021. It's actually released today on the 21st of October, although I got to see it earlier in the week, a Cineworld Unlimited preview showing. So, my problem with this film, and films like this, is that I've now got to wait 2 years for the next chapter, and probably another 2 years for the chapter after that, because it was epic. Firstly, I need to admit that I've never actually seen the 1980s version. I have seen small parts when I've been flicking channels on TV and I've seen it been on, but I've either missed the start or it's been late and too late to get into a massive film. I realise it's got a massive cult following and I'm aware of it and what it's all about, with your old desert spice and sandworms and all that. I've also never read the books, but there you go, full disclosure, sort of went in, not blind, but you know what I mean. I couldn't compare it to the previous film, but I don't think that matters. As an epic film, it comes in that territory of, first of all, being a really long film, 2 hours 35, but that's actually 5 minutes shorter than James Bond. And believe me, it didn't feel like 2.5 hours. James Bond did to me, but this one didn't. Even though June was slow-paced and filled with long dramatic scenes of sand and more sand mixed in with dream sequences and all those needed scene-setting conversations to set up novice viewers like myself with how things are ordered in this futuristic transgalactic empire. But it's also got some good action scenes thrown in there as well. Some cool vehicles, wouldn't call them spaceships, because the spaceships are just these masses hanging in the air. These are like the vehicles they use once they're on the planet. They were quite cool. You get to see quite a bit of them. So for a sci-fi adventure, for sci-fi, it has to get a 5 out of 5. I think it'll please all the people that have been waiting for this. For an adventure, I'm going to give it a 2. I know that sounds low. It is sort of just laying the groundwork and setting us up for the next episodes, or chapters, or whatever they're going to call them. But overall, I want to give it a 4, but I gave my previous film a 4, and I don't think this is quite as good. So I'm going to give it a 3.5, but really I want to give it a 4, don't tell anyone. I'd definitely watch it again. In fact, I think I'm going to have to, because my cinema buddies couldn't make it to the preview showing, so I'm going to have to go in. Spend another 2.5 hours watching this with my mates. And that's about it for this one. I did mean to say when I reviewed the Matt Damon film earlier in the week that I hadn't had a podcast out for a while, because when Bond came out, no other new films came out for a couple of weeks. Hence this week, I'm seeing 3 films, because loads of films have decided to come out. The Last Duel was the Matt Damon film I've mentioned. June is this one. And tonight, I'm going to watch Venom. So that review will be coming shortly. Have you seen this movie yet? Are you going to see this movie? Do you agree? Do you not agree? What would you give it out of 5? You can let me know on Twitter. It's @TheAbductee. Don't forget to check out my other podcast, Theory of Conspiracy, where I talk about popular and not so popular conspiracy theories with Carlos and occasional guests. As usual, thanks for listening. See you next time.